All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our group recording. This is Group Dynamite, also known as One Dynamite Group. All right, and we're just going to present ourselves and talk about how problem solving is going to help us in our professional career. Now, we will each individually say who we are and what we're going to do. And we're going to start it off with my main girl, Lauren.
Okay. Hey, Tony. In my future profession, problem solving will be a part of my daily life. I'm a geology major, so the science of geological sciences is very young, therefore it's always changing, and we're always testing new hypotheses.
Word.
In structural geology,
word, girl.
Which deals with figuring out how and why the landscape looks the way
tell
it
them.
Does,
tell them.
We're faced with multiple problems every time we go into the field. Some problem-solving methods we used are first, identifying the layers of rocks or sediment, and then we try, I say try because it's pretty hard, to follow those layers and map them on our map. We also take strike and dips and plot those on our map as well, which assist us in determining the trend and plunge of rocks or just which way they're tilted. With all this information, we can then begin to think about how the landscape is faulted and folded. This is slightly more difficult because there's a lot of room for interpretations, and it's usually best to discuss this part of mapping with another geologist. This is where critical thinking skills come in handy. We'll use our observations and facts that we have collected and discuss our theories about what is going on in this area. When people collaborate, everyone ends up having a better understanding of what they've just mapped. Also, the area of geophysics and just physics in general is also important to understand when you're going into the field, because this will help you understand how and why rocks are deformed and probably why they're deformed, most likely from the force of stress and strain and the angle of deposition and uplifting and so on. And now I'm going to Eugene.
Man-whoring is my profession. And basically, you could go through many problems, some of which of, like, how am I going to get my clients, you know, how am I going to promote myself and actually make my money? Two, how am I not going to get caught? I don't want to get captured by the cops, do you? I don't want to be in jail with other males, all right? And also, the biggest problem is STDs. How am I going to prevent these horrible, horrific, problems? And how to solve it? Oh, that's definitely by, you know, the special flavored condoms, of course. But basically, you could also be promoted to a job doing research in the field of biotechnology. For instance, how exactly am I going to extract a protein that has to be mass-produced at the shortest time possible? You first observe the knowledge. You know, let me ponder. I know for a fact that bacteria can replicate exponentially at a short matter of time. That also means that their DNA is duplicated as well. And through central dogma, protein can be mechanically built in bacteria. Now, with that limited amount of knowledge, can I somehow manipulate a way to signal the DNA of bacteria to produce this special protein? Why, sure I can! Through a plasmid. There are many different types of plasmids, and plasmids can help change the DNA strands, so the DNA code will signal free-flowing ribosomes to produce a protein. Actually, how am I going to insert this crazy technology known as the plasmid? Well, how am I going to insert this plasmid through this bacteria? Well, through critical thinking, that will continue on in my pursuit of figuring this out. And of course, there's so much unknowns in biology, and that means that yours truly will figure out those knowns, all right? So there's many problems I could go about solving these things. I just want to let you know that physics helped me use these skills in problem solving. All right, so I'm not BSing. I'm telling you the truth. Preach.
Okay, hey guys. My name is Michelle, and I want to be a physician.
What?
Yeah, a physician. Well, maybe a surgeon. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, in the medical career, there's tons of problems. Millions, trillions of problems that you pretty much your whole career is problems because people come to you with their problems and they put your problems on top of your own problems. And so you have to solve these problems because they could die or go to another position and then you don't have a job anymore. So you better know how to solve problems or you just suck as a physician and you should just end it. Anyway, on top of that, on top of people just coming to you with symptoms and you have to figure out, you know, like, based on what they tell you and what you notice and then your knowledge of, like, previous cases and medical, you know, you can use, like, medical histories and stuff like that. You gotta diagnose them, and it's all tied into problem solving. And what makes it even more cutthroat is that if you're a surgeon, thousands of things can go wrong in surgery, and you better think on your feet. You better know how to solve problems like on the drop of a dime, because if you don't, people will die. People will literally die on your table, and then you'll be out of a job because they're dead. And no one wants to go to a physician that kills people. So if you don't know how to solve problems and you suck at remembering, you know, your medical histories and, you know, previous like other medical cases so you can, like, you know, actually implement your problem-solving skills, then, well, I'm sorry, but it's just not working out. Pick another profession.
That's deep.
All right, here's Jared.
What's up, Tony? This is Jared from Group Dynamite. All right, what I want to do is I want to be an athletic trainer. Get it straight, Tony. I'm a trainer. All right. So what I want to, with physics, I can do a lot of athletic training skills. I can, by knowing physics, I can know which angle the injury occurs at in any part of the body, which then I can know what bones, ligaments, joints, tendons, anything that goes wrong in that area, which means we could start the healing process faster. Which means a faster recovery. So that means we can get our athletes on the fields quicker. But maybe if it's our football team, we want to keep them off. I don't know. So, problem solving.
If it's the Huskers, maybe slower.
Yeah, with the Huskers, we need a good athletic training staff. See, that's what they need me. So put in a good word, Tony. Problem solving, we can also diagram, knowing, you know, that'll help us, you know, with different injuries, maybe, you know, people's bones are bigger, so we need to know a diagram, you know, with x-rays. That could also help us out because everyone's different, so we need to know maybe if their muscles are bigger than ours, you know, which locations are inserted at. It's a lot of medical stuff, kind of like my girl Rochelle talked about earlier. All right, Tony, put in the good word of Nebraska for me. Here's Young Fei.
Hey, this is my girl, dude.
Oh, this is Yanfei. As I will work on global change, so I've just realized that how important and useful for me to know critical thinking skills. So thank you, Tony. Let me know. It has been accepted that the global is becoming warm. So global, global change does not mean a change of global temperature. There are moisture variation, change of nutrient availability in the soil. As greenhouse gas plays a great role in global change, so we need focus on green gas, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrogen dioxide. Make clear the variation of greenhouse gas and their effect on global change. And after knowing their mechanism, model is needed to be developed. With model, we can predict what will happen in the future. And if the prediction is a bad trend, we need to apply the mechanism to prevent a global change. If the prediction is good, is a good trend, we can apply the mechanisms to make it better.
Yeah. Word up.
That's from Yanfei. She wants to be an ecologist, so she's super smart. Thanks for listening to us, Tony.
Thank you. This is Group Dynamite because we're blowing up the place.
Yeah.
And so I hope you liked our presentation about problem solving in our future profession. So I hope you'll increase your knowledge. Maybe it will help you in your profession because you probably want to do what we do, such as man-whoring. You know what I'm saying, Tony? I mean, you're getting a few dates in November, so I know you...
Placements from Eugene here.
Yeah, I'm getting some tips from you.
Can help you out.
All right.
How long is that?